And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Late yesterday afternoon, Mary hurried to visit her husband at the New York City jail, where he's awaiting trial for the murder of Oliver Wilson. She was filled with hope that Larry had lived through his anger at her, and once again believed there was no truth in the rumor of her infatuation for wealthy Rupert Barlow, who was the financial backer of Larry's last Broadway play. However, Mary's hopes were soon to be dashed when Larry told her.
Save your histrionics for the courtroom, Mary. When this trial is over, if I'm acquitted, I'll arrange to give you a divorce at once.
Mary recoiled in horror. And now, sometime later, in her room in the little hotel in the mid-40s where she is staying, she's talking to her good friend Maud Marlowe.
I couldn't believe my ears, Maud. It was just as though I'd been struck on the head the way Larry looked at me. The cold dislike.
Oh, Mary.
I was so sure that everything was going to be all right. When he came to the visiting room there at the jail and the guard let him in, he rushed to me and took me in his arms. He was so wonderful, Maud. You don't know how grateful I was. Then after the door was closed, he just stepped back and said, we needn't carry on the act any further.
Well, Mary, you must admit he has reason to suspect your loyalty.
But he mustn't be allowed to feel this way about me, Maud. He's got to be made to realize that it's all a great mistake.
I agree that it's been a mistake. It's been a mistake from the very beginning for you to trust a man like Rupert Barlow. Practically everyone has tried to convince you on the subject, my dear, without result. Now you see for yourself what he's like.
I hate him, Maud. I told him so when he called me the last time. I told him I never wanted to see him again as long as I live.
Well, that's something, at least. But I doubt if it will convince Larry. It seems a little late. Particularly when you consider how violently he's been opposed to your seeing Rupert Barlow.
But I haven't seen him since Larry told me not to.
Now, just a minute, Mary. Let's go over the facts. It was only a few days after Larry made his declaration about you keeping away from Rupert, and what happened. Right there in the paper, beside Marty Rufus' gossip column, are two pictures of you and Rupert. Now, what do you expect Larry to think of that?
It was ghastly, Marty. But Rupert explained how it happened.
Oh, yes, Rupert is very glib with explanations, isn't he?
It was Victor, that wretched chauffeur of his. He followed him around and waited his chance. And then had those pictures taken and sold them to Marty Rufus. When Rupert found out about this, he discharged Victor.
How splendid of him, Mary. And what a remarkable coincidence that this peerless Victor should have been able to get two pictures of you with Rupert Barlow in such a short time. Doesn't it strike you as odd?
Maud, I swear I don't know what to think. I don't know what to do. I only want Larry to believe in me again.
I don't suppose it's going to be an easy thing for him to do. After that mix-up of the Christmas presents for you and Rupert's housekeeper, Julia Dixon.
I didn't know anything about that, Maud. You know that I would never have accepted a valuable gift from Rupert. I don't know how he could have done such a thing.
It couldn't have been another of Victor's little pranks, could it?
What do you mean?
Well, perhaps Victor bribed someone in the jewelry shop to send Julia Dixon's present here to you, and to send yours to Long Island to Rupert's estate.
I don't know how it happened. I have no idea. But it was a terribly unkind thing for Julia to do. And she brought that gift card to Larry. She must have known he'd be furious. It was monstrous of her. Larry's wretched enough as it is, waiting to be tried for a murder he didn't commit.
I'll admit it's hard on Larry. It's a blow he didn't deserve, Mary. But it's bound to make him think that you've been lying to him about Rupert.
But I haven't, Maud.
I don't question you, my dear. But I must say you've been very indiscreet. You've allowed Rupert Barlow to create a bitter misunderstanding between you and Larry. The question is, how can we help Larry now?
You go to him, Maud. Tell him that I may have been misguided in my friendship for Rupert Barlow, but that I've never been disloyal. Try to make him understand.
And what shall I say about the Christmas card?
Tell him I had no idea he bought me anything. Tell him I was furious. And that I told him I'd never see him again as long as I live.
I can tell him, Mary. The question is, will he believe it?
He must, Maud. I can't bear the thought of acting as though we were devoted when there are people around. And then having him turn to me with icy contempt the minute we're alone. It's too horrible, Maud. It's like a nightmare.
Well, I'll do what I can, Mary. I'll see him today, if possible. But I don't imagine I can change his mind in a moment's time. Your gallant friend, Mr. Barlow, has done his job too well.
Meantime, in the library of his tremendous home on Long Island, Rupert Barlow is facing his housekeeper and secretary, Julia Dixon, as he says...
So, you took the Christmas card I wrote to Mary and raced right to her husband with it.
I was wondering how long before you'd find out about my visit to the New York City jail, Rupert.
What made you do such a thing?
I just thought Larry Noble would be interested in the card. And so he was.
You meddlesome idiot. Don't you realize the trouble you've made?
Trouble? You mean that Mary is angry with you?
Well, what do you expect?
Well, I can't say I'm sorry.
You may be a lot sorrier than you realize, Julia, if you don't watch your step.
Is that a threat, Rupert?
You take it any way you please. I will not have you interfering in my personal life. Is that clear?
Oh, yes, it's entirely clear. But it's a little late for you to say that. It's 10 years too late.
Do you realize that you've caused irreparable harm?
Have I? Then she really is angry. Good.
Julia, don't forget how closely you are involved in this murder trial.
You can't frighten me, Rupert Barlow.
I'm not trying to frighten you, Julia. I'm telling you straight out that you may live to regret your meddling.
I don't understand.
Then let me make myself clear. It is greatly to your advantage to have Larry Noble accused of the murder of Oliver Wilson. If you used your head, you'd see that as long as the prosecution insists he killed Wilson because he was insanely jealous when he found out about the fellow's secret marriage to Claudia Vincent, the more in the clear you will be.
I have nothing to fear.
Oh, no? Wasn't it you who brought Oliver Wilson back here from Bermuda? Wasn't it you who thought you could use him as bait so that I'd marry you?
Well, what if I did?
You found out that night at the theater how you'd been tricked. You found out it was because Oliver Wilson had run away with Claudia Vincent, thinking she was an heiress.
What are you leading up to, Rupert?
I'm reminding you that you're treading on very thin ice, Julia. I'm sure you wouldn't want me to admit on the stand that I saw you and Oliver together backstage shortly before his murder was discovered?
That's a lie! You're trying to frighten me because you're furious I broke up your disgusting romance with Mary Noble. But you wouldn't dare tell such a lie about me. You wouldn't dare!
Wouldn't I? How can you be sure, my dear Julia? And what makes you think it's a lie? You were with him, weren't you?
It's a lie, and you know it. You're hateful and cruel, rotten to the core. You wouldn't dare accuse me. You wouldn't dare!
Rupert Barlow watches Julia Dixon as she rushes in the room, and he's still too angry to feel any remorse for his words. Later the same day, we find Maud Marlowe with Larry Noble in the visiting room of the New York City jail. And we hear her say...
Well, Larry, now, what's all this nonsense about being devoted to your wife in public and disagreeable to her when you're alone together?
I don't intend to be disagreeable, Maud. I just want Mary to understand that there's no need for her to continue with the act of loyal little wife when there's no one to impress.
It's not very pleasant for her, Larry. You must know that.
There's nothing pleasant about knowing that my wife has been carrying on a flagrant romance with a man like Rupert Barlow while I'm waiting on trial for my life.
Mary swears that it's not true, Larry. She's begged me to convince you that she's never for a moment thought of anyone except you.
You expect me to believe that, Maud? In view of the facts, after seeing the card Rupert wrote to Mary, after reading the sentimental words that went with the emerald bracelet...
Now, I'm not saying that Mary has been wise in her friendship for Rupert, but I don't believe she's been disloyal to you. I'm sure she's believed right along that Rupert Barlow has been a devoted friend who has wanted to help her and you through this bad trouble.
Oh, you know better than that, Maud Marlowe.
Well, she hasn't accepted the bracelet. She had no idea Rupert would try to give her such a gift.
Too bad she wasn't able to keep it without letting anyone know.
Oh, that's not like you, Larry.
No, possibly not. I've had to revise my personality considerably these past weeks. But it's a tiresome subject, Maud, and I don't want to talk about it.
Well, what are you going to do about Mary?
I'm going to let her stand loyally by during my trial, because my lawyer says it's vital to my case. I'm going to put on a perfect act of devotion to my wife. I'll keep her close to me all the time, and I'll look to her for encouragement when I take the stand. You'll find it'll be a very convincing performance, Maud. And I'm equally sure that Mary can carry out her part admirably. I know now that she has great talent as an actress. She managed to fool me completely.
But Larry...
Be sure to tell her that she has nothing to worry about. If I'm acquitted, I won't forget her help. She'll be suitably rewarded with a nice, easy divorce.
Maud Marlowe understands the futility of saying any more. She begins to gather up her bag and gloves, ready to leave. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.